An Australian woman who set out to climb Mount Everest to prove that vegans can do anything died Saturday after developing altitude sickness. Maria Stridham, 34, had reached the final camp from the summit before she and her husband, Robert Gropel, both began suffering from high-altitude pulmonary edema, which caused fluid to build up in Stridham's brain, the Washington Post reports. Her husband survived and was taken to a Nepal hospital for treatment, according to Sydney Morning Herald. "Physically, he's okay, we think," Heinz Gropel, Robert's father, told the Australian. "Mentally, he is a mess. He just lost his wife. These guys were not amateurs. They were experienced climbers." Stridham had sought out to prove that she could scale the mountain while on a vegan diet. The Monash University lecturer told the university's blog, "It seems that people have this warped idea of vegans being malnourished and weak," Stridham said. "By climbing the seven summits, we want to prove that vegans can do anything and more." Two other people died on Everest, including 36-year-old Eric Arnold, who was part of the couple's climbing party, and 25-year-old Ferba Sherpa, according to CNN. About 30 more climbers have become sick, frostbitten, or both near the summit, the Associated Press reports. By Melissa Chan,